learning that two other students in my class had made 100s. They never said anything to me, but I was certain they were secretly gloating. I spent most of that day feeling like a failure for making a 99 instead of a 100. I berated myself with self-defeating thoughts. If I'd only studied a little harder or taken a little more time thinking through my answers, I could have made 100. Not long after that, another incident occurred that did more than get my attention. It forced me to see and understand myself in a way I never had before. One day, the entire junior class took a field trip downtown to the Detroit Historical Museum. As you'd expect, there were a lot of impressive exhibits related to the automotive industry. On the museum's lower level, in front of a display portraying an 1890s fire station, I stood next to a classmate named Anthony Flowers. Looking at the primitive firefighting tools and technology available at that time, I whispered my thoughts to Anthony. "Wouldn't it have been great to live back there in those days and to know as much as I know now? Because then I could be smarter than anybody else?" Anthony turned and looked at me with a quizzical expression on his face. "But you're already smarter than everybody else, so why would you want to do that?" He wasn't intending to put me down, like the kid who had called me obnoxious. After that, while walking around the museum and on the bus ride back to school, his comment kept echoing in my mind. If that's how my classmates look at me, I'm glad.